You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. Welcome back to Women Sipping on Life, and today we're talking about this, 9 stories with one story to tell. That's right, 9 stories with one story to tell. So let me share this soul story with you today. So basically, it had been a long day. I'd worked all day. Very busy day, very full day, lots of creating, lots of business, lots of work. It was a wonderful day. But it went late into the night, like usually my days do, because I find that I have a lot of creative energy at night. So it was late. It was probably getting to be about midnight. So I went to take my dear Stella out, and I left to take her outside. Now, I live on the top floor of a condominium, and so I'm on the 9th floor. So I go down, I let her out, I come back in, and they had recently done some work on the elevator. And for whatever reason, the elevator key fob was not working. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to take the steps then. So I began to go up 9 flights of stairs. And I work out all the time. Like, I work out pretty much every day. I do a lot of cardio. I do a lot of lifting. I consider myself fit. And as I'm going up these steps, I'm realizing, like, whoa, it is time to amp up my cardio routine. I'm not even kidding. As I'm going up these stairs, I'm starting to get winded. And I'm like, what is going on? So Stella and I are going up the steps. I'm carrying her. I'm getting to the 4th floor and the 5th floor, and I am in shock. And I can't believe how winded I am. So as I continue to go up, and I can feel it in my legs now, I can feel it in my calf muscles, I'm going up to the 8th floor, and I'm like, oh my goodness. I finally make it to the 9th floor, and I was like, wow. I thought I was in better shape than that. And then I realized, I said, you know what, Shannon, is it possible that you've been training, and now you're so used to your training, that your body's gotten comfortable? Of course, the answer is yes. So I've been training. My body is now comfortable with that. It is time to take it up a notch or 2 or 10. I mean, seriously. And I started thinking about that. This is so common for all of us. We think we are further along than we are, but it's because we've gotten comfortable and everything seems great. And then all of a sudden, we do something and we're like, oh my goodness, I'm so out of shape. Because it feels uncomfortable, right? Whether it's a physical thing, mental thing, emotional thing, whatever. And then we kind of beat ourselves up and we're like, oh my goodness, I guess I'm not as strong as I thought. When the truth is, it's not so much about strength. It's about how are you training? How are you training, my dear, really? How are you training for growth? How are you training for change? How are you training? Because it's uncomfortable. But I guarantee you, and I made the decision last night, I'm like, that's it. From now on, after my workouts, I'm going up the stairs. So every time I go to the gym, when I come home, I'm taking the steps. So as soon as I'm done with this podcast today, I'm going to the gym. And when I'm done, I'll use the steps. And guess what? In a few days, it won't seem hard at all. But that's the deal. If you want to grow and get comfortable, you have to identify where you're uncomfortable. And instead of backing up or saying, oh my goodness, I'm not this, this is so hard, say, okay, time for a change in your training. Like, it's that simple. Because I remember another day when I was doing something in the gym, and the first day it was like, this is hard. And by the second day, I already felt twice as strong. So the bottom line and the message for today is, no matter what you're doing, there's always room for growth. There's always room for change. And there's always room to get more comfortable with what used to be uncomfortable. Uncomfortable is not bad, my dear. It's not bad. It's only feedback that says, oh, this is an area that has room to expand. No different than my lungs having room to expand. Because by the time I got home, I was like feeling it in the back of my throat. You know how like when you really train hard and you're breathing really heavily and it feels like you almost like have blood in the back of your throat, like that burning? If you've never felt that before, honestly, it brought me back to my high school training days of basketball preseason. Like we ran so much and we ran killers and we just worked at such an intensity. And I've felt it since then as well, like a lot of times with boxing. But I'm telling you, it's like this burning feeling. And I was like, okay, it's time to feel the burn, time to bring the intensity up with the training. So I'll report back to you and let you know how it goes with doing the steps for the next couple of days. But I'm excited about it because I have room for growth. So what is this going to do for you today? So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. So what step could you take today in an area that feels comfortable? Where you know that if you take this step, it's going to feel uncomfortable. But are you willing to be uncomfortable for a short amount of time to expand your level of comfort? Please write that down and take a step today. Whether it's one step or nine stories of steps, you will have one story to tell, and it will be expanded strength and growth. I sure hope this helps you today. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow and sipping on life with you, my dear. Thank you so much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one step at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.